This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. This is entitled "Idiots Are Taking Over."
Now the idiot. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else holding a bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white collar thugs. chicken hawks that like to play soldier, real live action figures. Lining your pockets while you bled us dry. And you got the audacity to call yourselves a grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the sugar rednecks and hoods, it was never news to us. It was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the ghetto. Where do I start? There's so many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries to go with the lies? You're trying to force feed us and act like you need us. But if you see a Jackson and Smith, you just delete us off the voter rolls like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world order. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cold kid with a watchful brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your flunky. And I know you grind the organ for that dancing monkey. Couldn't run yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgie Boy. Had them country folk thinking he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a prop just to gain the throne. We got burned by the devil's own. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the sugar rednecks and hoods, it was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Yo, Condi, why you smile like you constipated?
Tell that overpaid secretary why she's hating.
Cause you all up on them like some group of shit. If you're so smart, how you on a dummy's dick? Talking about I'm married to the president, sounding like a psycho ward resident. See his wife named Pickles and she ain't black. Then again, neither are you. You pass for that. All I see is a token, a broken hope. Getting pimped by the system, it's time you know. Colin Powell had the sense to walk out the door, but you follow Bush to hell if he told you so. See, they took away your spine and they propped you up just to add a splash of color and seem less corrupt. But you just co-signed to whatever shit they do. As much blood on your hands as the rest of the crew. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority all threat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Sure, why they call you dick when you the opposite? Just a gigantic pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a NAM, you just ran a deferment for every finger on your hand. That's five blown chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you falling apart. Had to get Scooter off with a name that fruity. He'd have given y'all up just to save the booty. Missing every single quail, but your man you shot. I wish you had the decency to close your eyes and rot. Cause I never knew evil till I saw your face. And the devil don't even want you cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings to get your company to fat no biz. Profiteering off the blood of America's kids. Mr. Cheney, one more bang from all his infidels. You and your Halliburton boys, go fuck yourself. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority all threat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong, gas was cheap, mortgage rates low, property values high. Nobody read our emails or listened to our phone calls. And over 4,000 U.S. families had someone they loved walking around, full of life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was to shine up in the Oval Office. Y'all a bunch of mass murderers, subpoena-ignoring traitors, and spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have your cheerleaders, right? The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the O'Reillys. Then you got your water carriers. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Bortz, Melanie Morgan, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingraham, Rich Loudon, Dick Morris, Ann Coulter, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide up the country instead of uniting us, just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell for all of y'all. Oh, and Joe Lieberman. Senator Joe Lieberman. Y'all can have that whiny bitch.
Stop! seem strange, militant, or different. Always portray the enemy as non-human, evil, a killing machine. Create an us versus them mentality. Leave no room for opinions in between. One that does not support all actions of the ruling party should be considered a traitor. Seventh step, use nationalistic and or religious symbols and rhetoric to define all actions. This can be achieved with slogans such as freedom-loving people versus those who hate freedom. This can also be achieved with the use of flags. Eighth step, align all actions with the dominant deity. It is very effective to use terms like it is God's will or God bless our nation. Ninth step, design propaganda to show that your soldiers have feelings, hopes, families, and loved ones. Make it clear that your soldiers are doing a duty. They do not want or like to kill. Tenth step, create an atmosphere of fear and instability. Then offer the ruling party as the only solution to comfort the public's fears. Remembering the fear of the unknown is always the strongest fear. We are not nations. We are not religions. We are not gods. We are not weapons. We are not ammunition. We are not killers. We will not be tools.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and we're having a great time celebrating the weekend and, of course, doing a show about the silly teabaggers, and we're going to play them one more song in this set of music, and it goes out to the teabaggers by TSOL. This is a track entitled Sounds of Laughter.
I can hear the
You heard TSOL doing Sounds of Laughter, a rather appropriate teabagger song. Before that, Satan's Cheerleaders did Cotton Fields. Anti-Flag did Anatomy of Your Enemy. Carlito Brilliante did G.O.P. The Yardbirds did Mystery of Being. From the band Davey, you heard the Volta Radio Station ID and The Reverend Is In promo. Glucifer did I Got a War and started off with NoFX doing Idiots Are Taking Over. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live most Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. East Coast Time, USA, at voltaradio.com. And on a little less frequently since becoming seriously overworked as a mild-mannered social worker when not doing this or work related to this. And we are going to be on again in 2 weeks on August 29th with the theme Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And we may have one, we may have two very special guests. No names right now. But be sure to catch us in 2 weeks on August 22nd when we do Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And you just might be the lucky person. Let's see. Thank you, people who gave feedback to the last show, Sees BP, and it is archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, and if all goes well technologically, tonight's show will also be preserved and archived and available for free there also in either half a week or a week, depending how it goes and how the recording goes. Write to Reverend Bookburn at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And on Facebook, they will not allow Reverend to be a first name, so it's The Rev and then Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Do we have birthdays? We have one. And that's Mr. Z. Mr. Z's birthday is in a couple of days, and he is no longer a prisoner of weed. He is very close to being completely separate from the system, now in a halfway house where you get to work a minimum wage job, turn over 25% of your gross, and be expected to support your kids. It's pretty amazing. But he's going to be free of that soon. So not sure when, but probably sometime in September when he's totally out of that system. We will be celebrating the semi-freedom of weed prisoner and friend Mr. Z. And I guess that'll be in about a month. Let's see, no new deaths. We already told you about the late Thule Kupferberg, who was in the band called The Fugs in the 1960s, but did a lot more than that. Also wrote books, did all kinds of stuff, and was a great person. And at ReverendBookburn.com, not an update today, but in the previous one from last weekend, when first announcing tonight's Tea Parties Are Racist show, there's a printing of the article that's not published yet, but it's going to come out in a future issue of High Times magazine by Paul Krasner in memory of Thule Kupferberg. All right. Covered birth, covered death. There's way too much shit on here, and unlike our normal habits of going over time, if that is the natural flow of things, we cannot do that for another half a month or a month, because we are immediately going to be followed by the Stir Fry production show. So I'm going to cut out a lot of shit, and then if necessary, you know, just carry it over until next week. And if there is time at the end, we'll cover it. I was going to talk about racist shithead Dr. Laura. I was going to talk about the reemergence of Pee-wee. And yet another issue / excuse for racist teabagger assholes to jump up and down and try to breed hysteria throughout the culture. The whole Ground Zero issue that has come up. But we're only going to deal with them if time permits. So let us begin about the tea parties being racist. First of all, more than one person commented that it was like saying the sky is blue, or Rush Limbaugh has his thumb up his ass, or Senator David Diaperman Vitter loves to employ the working people at the late D.C. Madam's establishment, etc. Yes, it is stating the obvious, but it is necessary to do so because they not only have a lying spin machine, but they wouldn't exist if people in this culture, and I guess it's necessary to say that that term is being used loosely, but in this culture, people are more commonly vulnerable to buying and swallowing bullshit. So it is necessary to state the obvious. And it's necessary to address the obvious, because now it is a kind of expanding, it's still relatively small, but it's an expanding form of the old Nazi brown shirts who they went from being small and fringe to the predominant representatives of the culture. And when the teabaggers, who are racists and who are fascists, get to frame issues like the economic problems are the problems caused by the poor and caused by immigrants and caused by single mothers who get food stamps and whatever other lame shit they come up with, the denial of global warming, the defense of BP, the defense of Google in their anti-neutrality policy, on down the line, it's necessary to speak up, because if this becomes an apathetic culture, then they don't need to successfully bullshit mass numbers of the public, and they don't need to sell their delusions and falsehoods to the entire public, because everybody else will be comfortable and complacent and say, okay, somebody who's not Bush is at the helm, so we can go to sleep. And meanwhile, these assholes get to influence the more mentally unbalanced and gullible kinds of sheepish people. And when we say that, we mean no disrespect whatsoever to real sheep. And we apologize to sheep for the degrading comparison. So, how long have these fuckers been around? One might ask. That's interesting. These people who profess to have such a deep concern about the economic woes of America came out of an 8-year coma, the 8 years that the Bush regime was running amok and fucking up pretty much the entire world. Then the election comes, and out of an 8-year coma comes this new little group of hardcore racists, far right-wing people, and people who all of a sudden said, we hate taxes, and we hate the new guy, and we hate everything else too. We hate immigrants. We hate social services programs. We hate people who get unemployment or social security. And we hate healthcare, and on and on and on. And the timing of that is interesting, because there really was a natural response to the economic collapse of 2008. People on a very large scale thought, we're really being fucked. We're being fucked. And not in the good way, by Wall Street, by the pillars of corporate America, by the banks, by the financial empire, and of course, the Bush regime were total hoes for such interests. And we mean no disrespect to actual hoes, and apologize for the degrading comparison. Then this group comes along, coincidentally at the same time there was a natural response to the economic collapse, natural alienation, and people saying, what should we do about these fuckers? A reactionary group emerges to spew the opposite, to say, no, it's the fault of the poor. It's the fault of teachers and unions and children and schools and security, social security, and survival programs. We need corporate supremacy. We need to maintain insanely high levels of military spending and blame the immigrants instead, and blame the poor. And one could think, gee, that sounds like people, that sounds like old Bushies, like Dick Armey or Karl Rove or Dickless Cheney, or that ultimate propaganda machine, Fox News. Yes, they have the balls and eggs to use the word news. And your point would be well taken, because it is the voice of Dick Armey, Karl Rove, and all those assholes who began not a grassroots organization, but a corporate initiated movement, an AstroTurf group, if you will, that born out of the likes of FreedomWorks and people who represent the same racism and corporate supremacy and reactionary politics of the Bush regime. And we're going to get back to just how crazy and just how ugly the Tea Party devolved into from its nasty start, from the guy who crashed a plane into the IRS building to the death threats to the links with racist groups and militias. Now we're going to play a song. Speaking of wastes of tax dollars, the war on drugs, or the war on weed, has gotten progressively worse, is a colossal waste of money, and now that we're concerned about the economic future, we're going to play a song called The War of Drugs, War on Drugs. But first, since we're acknowledging the teabaggers and the idiots they follow, like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, and of course Rush Limbaugh, who probably needed a lot of extra Viagra on his wedding night between his wife and Elton John, and well, if he invited the last couple of working people he hired on his third world sex tourism vacation. Let's play a song. Officially, it's supposed to be by Rush Limbaugh, but actually, it's Wayne Lammers and Pete Levin who put out this song in the name of Rush Limbaugh on Al Franken's CD, The O'Franken Factor. This is Rush Limbaugh singing, "My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue." Play.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
Registration. Cause ha ha, ha ha, we've got the best weapons that money can buy. Just to make sure you can't get high, better hide your stash, cause we're coming after you.
There's a strange smell coming from this vehicle. That funny looking cigarette I see in the ashtray. Step out of the vehicle, sir.
We're off to fight the war on drugs. Hurrah, hurrah. The government thugs will plant their bugs. Ha ha, ha ha. We'll never win this bogus fight. So wipe your ass with a Bill of Rights. Better hide your assets. We're coming after you.
You expect me to believe this is not yours? We can impound your vehicle, and you're looking at 6 months in jail or a $5,000 fine, buddy.
Say the devil has risen. They just want to
Stained glass windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside with the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind, where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch spelt backwards is dog, not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. Do you pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host? Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? Do you give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord? Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion. There's a liar on the altar. The sermon never falter. This is religion. Your religion.
This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not fucking over patients who get Medicare and Medicaid, I am speaking out against disgusting, obscene, and offensive material that is blasphemous, like what you just heard, as well as this upcoming song that is against racists and fascists, a song by a band from France called Kidnap. This obscene and offensive song is entitled No SS.
You heard 7 seconds doing Anti-Klan and This Is My Life. Before 7 seconds, Kidnap did No SS. Public Image Limited did Religion Part 1. The New York Dolls did Dance Like a Monkey. Peaches did Fuck or Kill from her great Impeach My Bush CD. Professor X and Congo did War on Drugs. And Wayne Lammers and Pete Levin, playing Rush Limbaugh, did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. And that was the start of the set of music. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Tea Parties Are Racist. And we thought we may have to add the word duh in it because it is overstating the obvious. However, it is necessary because of the deception machine. The corporate media overexposes these people. Fox, quote, news, unquote, is a public relations arm of the teabaggers and a big part of their very existence, and of course their mouthpiece. So it is necessary to dispel the myths and the lies and their denial of being racists and fascists because of the saturation of bullshit that permeates this culture from these people. And in addition, they're one of the more active segments of this nation when it comes to comments and blogs and responding to articles and whatnot, which is something that needs to change. It's not a time to be complacent or to say fuck it all or whatever, or I don't want to hear it. And it's a time to call bullshit bullshit and say these people are fucking insane. You know, of course single mothers did not cause the downfall of the economic collapse. You know, that the credit for that, of course, goes to Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, who went the most extreme in cutting taxes for the rich, deregulating corporate America, and then rewarding these motherfuckers when they took jobs and money out of the country. That's right, they didn't create jobs when they cut corporate taxes and when they cut regulations. And of course, continued the absolute insanely overkill budgets of the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex. And of course, the prison-industrial complex is a bottomless pit of an industry in which over 50% of the inmates are nonviolent perpetrators of violating the drug laws. And of course, the majority within that is weed prisoners. So it's not just our friend, Mr. Z. It's many more people. And it's time to discuss the real problem of spending, starting with military spending, corporate welfare, and of course the absence of revenue due to the tax cuts for the rich. In addition to the show being necessary because these ass wipes actually have the audacity to pretend that they're not racist, it is also getting close to midterm elections. What that means, for those who don't know, is halfway through any presidential term, there are midterms in which a lot of seats in Congress are up for grabs. And I'm going to preface this by saying that I am not a fucking Democrat. And I agree with everybody who says that the extensive list of disappointments of the last year or so is lengthy and quite disturbing, from not prosecuting the war criminals in the Bush-Cheney regime to watering down excessively healthcare reform and Wall Street reform and the whole fucking list. However, the midterms of 1994 under Clinton is a dark story that could conceivably be repeated. In the case of 1994, pretty much everybody who, not just liberal or leftist or left of center, were progressive, but pretty much most of the nation decided, okay, the 12-year fascist era of Reagan and Bush the first is over. Now the world can relax. And even a lot of the pro-choice movement did that. And the outcome of that was, in 1994, a different set of crazy fucks ran in the midterms. And of course, their kingpin was ultimate fuckhead Newt Gingrich, who made himself famous by talking about bringing back orphanages and, of course, slashing every program he could get his hands on. And the list is extensive. And these assholes were throwing around words they had no clue as to the meaning of, like socialists and blah, blah, blah. Of course, when these assholes emerged in 1994, they went after everything, which, of course, as a social worker, I saw the front lines as well as the political ramifications of just how many lives were fucked when these people took over Congress. The difference between then and now is that there are even crazier fucks that are seeking to come into prominence and power. And that is not just the party of no, the obstructionists of the Republican Party, but the wing within the Republican Party of teabagger-backed candidates. So it isn't just escaped mental patient Michelle Bachmann who is a part of this. It is their current wave of candidates. So total nut job Ron Paul's equally deranged son Rand Paul is at the top of the list. Sharon Engel is also at the top of the list, and a whole platoon of them who are, they're not even threatening a repeat of 1994, they're threatening a worsening of 1994. And what's funny is that the Democrats are not in a very good position to fire up their support base because of all the disappointments. Add to that the normal trends of apathy and the outgrowth of that could be people who were far more extreme than the Nazis coming into power. So the questions are, who is more evil? And even if conventional politics or the two corporate parties is not your thing, is it worth it to vote conventionally to stop fascists, especially if it appears to be an uphill effort? What is at stake? Every survival program, all future economic survival, total fascism, as seen now in Arizona and cheered by the teabaggers and pushed for now in other states, even more anti-choice measures like those proposed by Nevada candidate and total psycho Sharon Angle. And yes, as Ron and Rand Paul remind us, even more corporate supremacy. And this is happening in multiple places already, including the state of Texas, the state of Virginia, and the state of New Jersey, where a Caligula wannabe named Governor Chris Christie is decimating programs and still, despite all of this, we need the money and we need to balance the budget and cut the deficit and blah, 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 still is a total bend over boy for the rich. He is still backing it and he is still vetoing all legislation that spells out taxing the rich. And of course, it's the usual bullshit. It'll mean that companies will go away and they won't create jobs. And of course, we learned what bullshit that is when Reagan and W. Bush were total open stooges for corporate America and created no jobs, even though they handed to these fuckers everything they wanted, and then some. So what this is leading to is prevention of an uglier version of 1994, of more repressive legislation. And in all honesty, there is a good chance that they are kind of reversing their own forward role, despite all the free corporate media promotion, despite the overexposure that's far greater than is merited, because the people they are putting up, especially Rand Paul and Sharon Angle and all right, are these guys awake? Who's the psycho Tea Party person from California? Thank you. These guys are awake and functioning. Carly Fiorina, another Tea Party stooge, who's running in California. Because these people are so extreme and so obvious, there is a very good chance that they will, to an even worse extent, shoot themselves in the foot. They're much more exposed than when they started. I guess a guy flying his plane into the IRS building while parroting the rhetoric of the teabaggers and the exposed racist links, the exposed racist words and actions, and the exposure of some of these extreme nut jobs from Bachman to Palin to the Pauls to Engel is finally catching up with them, and people are seeing through the public relations that is afforded them for free by Fox News and other of the lowest elements of the corporate media. These people, and their rhetoric is actually repackaged rhetoric from the militias of the 90s, the kind of godfather of the teabaggers, Tim McVeigh, and the militias of the 90s, and gun nuts, the John Birchers, and the overt white power organizations. These people are like a repackaging of that. And of course, the nuts who see a shred of value in Ayn Rand books, let alone quoting them. And although, yes, thank you, Pastor Whoremaster, who reminded me. But they're the most fun things to comment about and lampoon in the comments sections pretty much anywhere. That they are the easiest and the most fun to lampoon. And let's see, I'm getting talked out, so we're going to play some music. It's reasonable, even if, yes, there's many strains of book burners who listen to the show, from total escapists who are just into the music scene or the hemp scene, to the people who like all the adult-related stuff, to the freethinkers, to the politicos. But I think this is not a lot of work. I think everybody should consider being a commenter. Not all over the place like I am. I'm a maniac. But more like two places. Like one local and one national. National could be CNN or USA Today or something. Because these assholes are all over it. And one local. And not necessarily every day, but just when possible, to counter the attempted forward role of the racist and fascist teabaggers. And we're going to play them a song, because the first song that is in the third set is in past shows referred to as the teabagger theme. The band is Bitch Cat, and this song is entitled Inbred.
It's what you are, never. George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm proud of the teabaggers and other racist groups that are continuing the legacy of my presidency. I am proud and deeply love my old friends, Dick Armey. I even love his name. And Karl Rove, and of course, my dying friend Dickless Cheney. And it is good to see that my legacy is defended as they blame the new guy for the economic and environmental havoc caused by my administration. So thank you, teabaggers, for being just like me and my other friends like Pastor Haggard. And God bless corporate America. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Mohawk. They don't know what it's all about. They go just a bunch of lies. Hey, hey. don't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and clapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault.
It's right across.
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. My boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, it tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hum of a low.
And that bitch on Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is Dr. Laura Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. Sunday, August 15th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the mayor of Gloucester, New Jersey, Bill James. Gloucester Mayor Bill James has a beef with the local adult dancers club that is on a business area of the town on Highway Route 130. And has vowed to even twist or invent new laws or new zoning policies to put them out. Because with all of the problems and hardships of this nation, this asshole has to target a business that is of no concern to anyone who chooses not to participate in it. Bill James, Gloucester, New Jersey Mayor, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Our second runner-up is from the White House, Robert Gibbs. Robert Gibbs decided to denounce critics of President Obama, not the avalanche of criticism from the far right and the teabaggers and other white supremacists and theocrats, but from what he called the professional left. And thank you, Cindy Sheehan, for putting him in his place and publicly challenging him to a pee-in, a pee-duel. Robert Gibbs of the White House second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And we have another runner-up as well. The third runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Google. Google, the... Hey. Where's our fart sounds?
The ruling came out of the
Sorry, guys, and thank you for being awake and conscious. We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Thank you. The third runner-up of Asshole of the Week is Google, the corporate giant and the computer giant that has recently made a deal with Verizon to fuck net neutrality, a decision, interestingly enough, actually endorsed and supported by the teabag fuckheads. Google, being evil and being a force against net neutrality, the third runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we have to have a recipient so special that they outdo the runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... Yes, they've never been declared Asshole of the Week as an entity, but strictly as certain individuals within their group. Asshole of the Week is the various factions, strains, and tentacles of the teabagger movement, the tea parties, the racists, the corporate stooges, the BP defenders, the corporate stooges, the racists, the fascists, and total fuckheads and mental defectives. Teabaggers movement, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, now let's kill the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the 2009 version. Yes, Dr. Laura, the same idiot that recently had her own racist outburst on her show. The Dickies did Sound of Silence and the Banana Splits theme. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Motorhead did Orgasmatron. From South Park, you heard Blame Canada. The Dicks did No Nazi's Friend. From DOA, you heard That's Amore and They Hate Punk Rock. And started off with Bitch Cat doing the theme of the Teabaggers. Inbred. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme has been Tea Parties Are Racists, and that is true and an understatement. We are back in 2 weeks on August 29th with the theme Win a Date with Mel Gibson, and there may be one and there may be two very special guests, no names at this time. Beyond that, I'm not sure what the next theme is. At some point in September, we are going to celebrate the release of our friend and weed prisoner, Mr. Z. Write to me, RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Always check up on reverendbookburn.com. This show should be archived and available for free in a couple of days at radio4all.net, youtube.com/RevBookburn, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn, TheRevBookburn at Facebook, and at the info tab, you can click on Reverend Bookburn's fan site. Thank you, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, for being in good condition and highly functioning on tonight's special show. And we will be back in 2 weeks for the Win a Date with Mel Gibson show. We're going to play some closing tracks, and then you're going to hear the Stir-Fi production show beginning immediately after this one. This next song, actually two songs, back to back, are from the second album by Devo. And I thought, since the inbreeders of the teabagger movement represent reverse evolution and theocrats, we would play for them very special songs from the second Devo album, Duty Now for the Future. This is the Devo corporate anthem and Clock Out. Good night.
must have been rather controversial.
Controversy in the rap world.
Street all willing to work it out. Let's get it on.
public enemy.
What's the deal? What's your latest hit, brother?
Fear of a black planet.
Man, don't you worry about thing. About your daughter, no, she's not my type.
But suppose she says she loves me.
All you're afraid of the mix of black and white. Living in a land where the law say mixing a race makes the blood impure.
Yeah.
She's a woman, I'm a man. Look at your face, I see you can't stand it.
Nigga, what you mean I didn't hit? Nigga, you full of shit. Lick
7. Well, what do you know? It's Little Joe. Hey, my man got $20. Say, Little Joe don't blow. Ha, baby needs a pair of shoes. Ha, Papa's got the funky blues. Ha, Mama plays crossword in the news. Snake dies. Sorry, nigga, you lose. The line forms to the real lady. And I don't care if you never cash your welfare checks. Cause the white man's got a God complex. But I got 10 babies, I ain't got no man. I ain't got no choice but to hold out my hand and feed my young ones the best way I can. Hey, man, what you mean no doubles on blackjack? Punk, you better change that rule, cause I ain't no fool. You better be cool, Jim, or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, my man, I want to cop a nickel bag. You say all you got is skag. Wow, that's a drag, cause I don't want to cop no dope is death. Next, cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, baby, where's the gig at tonight? Well, there's one over at Slicks for faggots and tricks. There's one around graveyard side of town that'll cost you a pound. But if you go and know what I know, you better pack your piece at least or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Mr. Stein, I done paid enough rent for this pad to be mine. But you just want to cheat me because I ain't your kind. Damn, can't you see the place is falling down? No, you can't dig it because you ain't never around. Damn, I'm so poor, I don't know what in the hell I'm going to do anymore. Not from this day to the next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. I'm making guns.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making bombs.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making gas.
I'm God.
I'm making freak machines.
I'm God.
Right control pills.
I'm God.
Kill Indians who discovered him.
I'm God.
Kill Japanese with A-bomb.
I'm God.
Kill and still kill black people.
I'm God.
Enslaving Earth.
I'm God.
No one to the moon.
I'm God.
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 I'm God. I'm God. I'm God.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Watch me flip and rip on the freedom tip. Open your mind, see the point of the ice pick. I stand tall while my brothers still choose to crawl. Black power, it's in effect, y'all. But you don't understand, he's still a slave to the man. Prepare for revolution. Some suckers say we're free, I gotta disagree. Half my posse's in the penitentiary. So I'ma drop and kick the science with defiance. Because I have no alliance with suckers who choose not to act black when they are black. Get out my face with that, you better ease back. Cause Mandela did 27 hard ones. Not in a window room, but in a barred one. While his wife had tears in her eyes. The man is a hero. He needs a Nobel Prize, but that'll never happen, so I'm gonna keep rapping, freeing my brothers' minds from their entrapment. To silence the ice, they'll probably put a bullet in me, but I'm prepared to die and Mandela's free.
Yo, evil man, I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. You with it?
Word, let's break out of here. All right, word up.
I got to go, man. Yo, homeboy, you wanna go?
No, man.
Yo, fuck you then, man. Yo, you with it?
Yo, I'm with it, man.
Well, let's get the posse, man. We gonna blow this hot dog stand, man. Fuck these police down here, man.
Word, we don't need this.
Hit the gate.
go, I'm moving off death row. You gotta keep up hops, you can't be slow. Cause the towers are high, they got the hype gas. Check the perimeters, good, read the maps. It's night, they might not see us. Cause if they catch us after, they'll bleed us. Shoot us, kill us, dump us in a dark ditch. Clean it up, call it a gang hit. I gotta make my move cause I'm a renegade. I recognize when my techniques are being played. It's a plot they use to keep down another. Here comes another brainwashed brother.
Yo, man, it sound like you selling out to me, cause I'm from the ghetto, man. I'm supposed to stay in the ghetto all my life. We ain't never supposed to leave here. We black, we supposed to be poor.
Shut up, do you know how dumb you sound? That mentality will keep my people down. Nobody wants to live in an urban war. You live there cause your parents were poor. They live there cause theirs were also. Get yourself together, hit the gates, bro. You gotta get out, you gotta get out, why? Gotta get out, you gotta get out, why? You gotta get out, you gotta get out, why? Cause the fields are where you die. Try to keep us running and running faster. But I ain't running from you, I'm running at you. And my posse's thick, 5 mil strong. Too late to make up now, cause it's on. I'm the one that's got you in constant fear. I'm the nigga you should've killed last year. But you played yourself, you let me gain wealth. Now I can shake you when the cards are dealt. I schooled my homeboys, made them all understand the tricks and twists inflicted on the black man. How you make me think to be down? I gotta stay around, down in the motherfucking battleground.
We got the Puerto Ricans where we want them. We got the Mexicans and the blacks where we want them. Well shit, they're all black. We gotta keep them together the same way we got those fucking Indians.
There'll never be any good schools in the hood. There'll never be any cops that are any good. The hospital's a great place to go to die. Real estate cheats, let me tell you why. The man's got a surefire system. An economic prison. Gotta get out, you gotta get out. Why? Gotta get out, you gotta get out. Why? Gotta get out, you gotta get out. Why? Cause the fields are where you die.
Osibisa, crisscross rhythms that explode with happiness. We're going to start this happy vibes right from the root.
Yeah.
And the root is early one morning in the heart of Africa. This early morning, the whole jungle is awakening. We call this the dawn.
Thank you.
Her name out. about to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Going out to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. That ain't too cool. Hey Joe, heard you shot your woman down. Hey Joe, heard you shot your lady down. Yes I did, I shot her. You know I caught that girl messing around town. Yes I did, I shot her. You know I caught that girl messing around town. I took out my gun and I shot her.
Out. But like any good monster, that just made us stronger. You see, they don't like us and they don't like you, the Body Count fans, because they know we stand for three things: truth, justice, and fuck the American way. That word justice got me fucked up, though. 20 cops in the street and 2 go to jail. Thousands of people dying wars overseas, and it's justice? You think they give a fuck about us? You're a fool. Born yellow. Born brown. Born red. Born black. Born dead! Yeah!
born Asian, born Jewish, born Latino, born poor, born dead. Dead.
Anything that's going to confuse us, they'll throw at us. Anything that's going to confuse us, they'll throw at us.
U.S. military officials safe.
Iraqi officials safe.
U.S. military officials safe.
Iraqi officials safe. Turn Iraqi official now or censoring or monitoring what you're saying.
Catch this.
The smart bomb.
Catch this.
The smart bomb. Turn Iraqi official now or censoring or monitoring what you're saying.
Anything that's going to confuse us, they'll throw at us.
Live from Baghdad.
The Iranians reported hearing planes flying over the Iraqi city.
Live from Baghdad.
Allied air attacks continue with new reports of stepped-up bombing.
The smart bomb.
Once again, updating the Gulf War. Witnesses say smoke from explosions rose into the air at 30-minute intervals.
Anything that's going to confuse us, they'll throw at us.
Call toll-free. Iraqi officials say.
U.S. military officials say.
Iraqi officials say.
U.S. military officials say. Ah!
South Central.
Born dead!